Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How's
Aloha.
It going? We're still fizzing.
Yeah.
We're just having a big fangirl morning out here. What are we talking about on fashion this morning, though?
Well, last week we spoke about high heels and their origins. And when I was researching that, I came across Chinese foot binding.
Oh, wow.
So, although kind of technically not really fashionable,
not
I thought
anymore,
I'd talk about it because it's quite, because it lasted for a millennia.
Wow.
Which is quite incredible. When
That's
you think
a long,
about
long
it.
Time.
Yeah. So, its origins are from the Song Dynasty, which is 960 to 1279. And basically it was a dancer called Yao Niang who bound her feet in the shape of a new moon. New moon. And she danced on a 6-foot golden lotus.
Wow.
Festooned with golden ribbons and precious stones.
That sounds beautiful, except for maybe the foot binding bit.
Yeah, so she was impressing Emperor Li Yu, who was absolutely in love with her, and I think she might have been a bit of a courtesan.
Loves it.
Yep. But what's quite interesting is that it became fashionable amongst the non-working elite, because you can't really like walk around much. So if you're squeamish, you probably don't want to hear the next
Just
bit.
Just go la 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 for a little bit.
Yeah. Basically, the process is, if you don't know, the big toe is left
as it is,
and when you're 5 or 6, they cut all your toenails back, and they soften your feet in hot water and oils, and they
Tessa's
massage them and
time,
stuff
yeah?
like this, and then they break your toes. And if you've ever had a broken toe.
It hurts.
It hurts like hell.
It hurts a lot.
But they break all your toes except your big one, and then they bend them under. And then they...
Jesus sweating.
And then they break the arches as well.
Ah. So this is not a practice that still happens, though, at all, was it, really?
No, but it didn't stop until the 1940s.
Wow.
So there's still women with this.
Mm.
So basically, it takes 2 years for your feet to actually be okay like that.
Mm-hmm. 2 years?
2 years.
That's such a long
so
time.
You're, but just thinking like you're 5 or 6.
Mm.
And they use like a 10-foot bandage that's 2 inches wide, like silk, and they kind of like do a number 8 kind of wrap around sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
And you're encouraged to walk on your feet to make sure that they do break. Also,
this is pretty gnarly.
I feel really nauseous.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Tess
is not having a good time.
I feel
time.
Like because I'm here on the show, I can't be one of those people that's like, la 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 la.
Tess just sitting in the other microphone, la 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 la. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, and the ideal thing is that if you look at photos, the ideal thing is to have a crevice between those toes and the heel.
Ow.
So you can put a coin in it. You know, like, and that's the perfect ideal.
So what was the idea behind, obviously this dancer sort of created the idea of it maybe, but what popularized it? Was it a beauty standard thing?
It was a beauty standard and it became the currency in marriage.
Oh,
so
wow.
Much like Victorian England with the waist.
Uh-huh, the tiny waist. Again, incredibly painful and impractical.
Yeah, women were judged on their foot size. So if they had a golden lotus, their foot size was 3 inches long.
Wow.
If they had a silver lotus, it was 4 inches, and an iron lotus was 5 inches or more, and they were less likely for successful marriages.
Sure.
Which, I don't know, it's just totally crazy to me. But
so the smaller the foot, the better.
Yeah.
The better you are.
And
basically.
It was all perpetuated by women.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was like in a lot of dynasties that came later, they tried to ban the practice.
Mm-hmm.
But it became like a cultural norm. And when the Song Dynasty collapsed after, like, it was invaded by the Han people or something, they decided to keep using that because they felt that they were culturally superior. So that was a thing to show that they were
From the Song Dynasty.
Yeah, and
oh,
that,
wow,
you
okay.
know, but quite it's weird because like they were under kind of like Confucius,
mm-hmm.
and They, Confucian scholars, didn't believe in it, but they did believe in chastity, obedience and diligence. So it was kind of, you know, if you kind of bound your feet, then you were still amongst that. So it was kind of like a contradictory kind of thing. But in the 19th century, when they were, like, they kept trying to disestablish the practice, it was estimated that up to 50% of Chinese women had their feet bound and 100% of noble women.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's actually another theory that, because, you know, it was seen as being erotic and, you know, like it was kind of a sexual kind of, you know, attraction thing. But there's some argument to say that, like the CNN website thinks that it may have been something to do with trying to keep young women solitary so that they could do hand weaving and, you know, like, and kind of lots of kind of making a lot of products that they can sell to bring income into the family. So there's some argument that that was part of it. And then, of course, when manufacturing came in, then that kind of slowed down. Yeah.
Because your foot must provide, like, quite a bit of balance, obviously.
Yeah, well...
So doing something like that to it, to then... function normally,
yeah,
just would just be like,
well, you end up walking differently. So there's, if you notice, there are some videos of women and they kind of put their weight in their thighs and their butt, you know, so they walk a lot differently. But you know, you see them carrying like children and, you know, sticks and wood and
adapt.
So you know, if you've been living like that for a long time, you'd be used to it. And the only way to reverse it is to actually break the toes and, you know, go back again.
Good morning.
Yeah, but the last Lotus shoe factory didn't close until 1999.
Wow, that is so recent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But as you're saying, the practice kind of phased out in the 40s.
Yeah, it was banned, like it was illegal in 1912, but they kept doing it. And a lot of, like, there were professional foot binders because a lot of, you know, they thought that, like, a lot of mums wouldn't do it properly because they would be like hurting their child, and so they wouldn't do it to the preferred size.
I wonder if making it illegal when it was still kind of a trendy thing made it even more appealing to have.
Yeah,
because it's sort of less people have it, or
Well, it was banned quite a few times, like even in like the 17th century and stuff like that. But people just kept doing it, and so they just kind of gave up. They just stopped. Yeah,
I wonder what kind of crazy extreme beauty stuff from this moment in time we're going to sort of see in the future and think, blimey, that is mad that people were doing that now, you know. There'll be plenty of stuff out there that
there's always things, you know, like Victorian England, you know, it was
those tiny corset waists
and, that
and
was
things
breaking ribs and, you know,
fashion is pain, apparently.
Yeah,
it can be. Comfy t-shirts, that's the one, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you very much for that. It was actually fascinating and if a bit squirmy in the breakfast time.
Yep.
But thanks. Lovely to chat and very great to gush about Orville Peck with you as well. Yes. And we'll hear this afternoon.
Yes.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.